And from our studios here on the Southwest Side, we welcome you into the gym class for this sunny Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Oh my goodness gracious, did we wake up to something a little unusual today? Actually, it came through last night, and it looked like it was going to snow about 5 inches at times. But if you look outside right now, the sun has done its job, and for the most part, it's pretty much history already today. But another chance comes up on Wednesday, and before you ask, no, it will not have an impact on bowling night in America.
No.
Good afternoon, Mark.
It's going to have to be a lot worse than that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to have to be a lot worse.
Yeah, before the calendar turns November, we get a little bit of snow on the ground, and not a big deal. It's going to be gone soon.
It's already, looking out the studio window, nearly gone. Nearly gone. In the sunny areas, in the shaded areas, it's going to stick around for a while, but... yeah, just it looked pretty this morning, though. I will say that. And I just sat and laughed last night. I said, we're outside in short sleeves on Sunday doing yard work, getting things ready to go because we knew it was coming. Then all of a sudden, you know, what, 36 hours or so later, boom, it's snowing in Iowa. But we got through it. We're going to be fine. Glad to have you aboard today. We are, as always, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Third Base has been brewing in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years and serves up some of the best craft beer in the area. Stop in and try the variety of IPAs they offer, from pale ales to ambers and to stouts. Can't decide on one to try? Take advantage of their famous flights and sample a variety of craft beer that Third Base Brewery has to offer. Stop on by corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Third Base Brewery, one of our great sponsors here on the Gym Class, our presenting sponsor each and every day right here on KGYM. Should also, a little bit of sadness today, a lot of sadness today, Mark, from you and I and everybody around Eastern Iowa, from the Quad Cities to Cedar Rapids and beyond. And also another one of our fine sponsors as far as high school football is concerned. We all mourn the death today of Joe Witte in the Quad Cities at the age of 82. You know who Joe is, don't you?
I do.
He is Happy Joe. The man that came up with the Happy Joe's pizza and ice cream parlors. It originated in Davenport, the fantastic taco pizza. And, of course, we've got several locations. And, again, thanks to Happy Joe's folks for their sponsorship during football. But we lost Joe Witte today, and he will be missed. So have a pizza tonight for Joe Witte.
He left a legacy, that's for sure, and a lasting one in my life because I'm a frequent visitor.
We are all too frequent.
Our local franchisee, Travis, who we got to know at the tailgate church this fall.
Travis and Gabe and everybody, yeah.
Man, can't go wrong. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for helping us out through the years and with some fantastic pizzas. Fantastic pizzas. We're going to talk to Eric Heft coming up in about 10 minutes or so. He, of course, the color commentator for Iowa State football and basketball. We'll talk some football, and we'll talk basketball as well. Of course, Eric, a former All-Big 12 product. Does he still have the assist record at Iowa State?
He did not, I think.
Oh, that's right. He got broken.
Halliburton beat it, I think, or somebody in the last year or two.
I think somebody did beat that record. But Eric had the assist record for a long, long time over in Ames. Dean Utoff still has the rebounding record.
He does indeed.
Yeah. That'll be around for a long, long time. Anyway, we'll talk some Cyclone athletics with him. We do apologize. We were scheduled to have Cal Eldred join us today, but Cal has meetings set all afternoon with the Kansas City Royals, so that takes precedence, and we don't blame him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have Cal next Tuesday, but we will talk some World Series as Game 6 comes your way tonight. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock on all three frequencies. 1600 AM, 106.3, and 107.5, as Houston can claim their second world championship in the last three seasons if they defeat the Washington Nationals tonight and do something that no home team has done as of yet, and that is win a World Series ball game. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit here. But two things to talk about coming out of the chute. And first of all, the Iowa assistant coaches, four of them meeting the media today down in Iowa City. Two offensive coaches, two defensive coaches. Usually get the coordinators. We got the coordinators earlier on this year in the bye week, but this bye week it's going to be assistant coaches that are going to be in the limelight. Some interesting things coming out today. Coach Copeland, the wide receivers coach for Iowa, addressing the Oliver Martin situation. I think the biggest piece of news coming out of the news conference today or the coaches talking was the fact that Oliver Martin, he was asked about his playing time and kind of laid it on the line saying, you know what, it was kind of unfair for everyone to believe that Oliver Martin just coming in several months from one program in the Big Ten in Michigan to another program in Iowa and expected to go in and make an impact early on was unfair to Oliver Martin. He has a lot of time remaining as an Iowa Hawkeye. He will make his mark as an Iowa Hawkeye. You all have to be patient, was basically what he said.
Yeah, I think what happened there was that when Oliver Martin decided to transfer, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh said, well, he was number one on our depth chart at the time. And I think that told folks that, God, if he's number one at Michigan, he ought to be able to move right in at Iowa. Well, two things happened. We found out that Iowa has a pretty good crop of wide receivers, Brandon Smith being injured right now. And number two, it takes some time to acclimate oneself from one program to another. And I think that's largely the case with Oliver Martin. Will he be an impact player down the road? Remains to be seen. I have to think he'll have a good career at Iowa. But right now, he's probably the fourth receiver on this team.
And right now.
I think people got a false sense of what Oliver Martin might be this year, just based on what Harbaugh said.
And catching a touchdown pass
Michigan.
In the first game.
Right.
319-366-1600, the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line if you'd like to weigh in. Hertina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. That is what Coach Copeland said. Coach Foster, running backs coach, talked about Tyler Goodson, a hardworking kid willing to do anything you ask. Also said there is room for improvement in the running game. He talked about, I love this, eye placement and body placement as things to work on for the running game for Iowa. Eye placement and body placement, Mark. So there you go. You youngsters out there, that's what you need to work on as far as if you are a running back or not. Seth Wallace out there talking about linebackers says Justin Jacobs is going to probably get into some games now and play four games or less and not burn a red shirt, but they really like him at a linebacker spot. Also talked glowingly, Kelvin Bell did, about Logan Lee. He's been the defensive scout team player of the week twice so far this year. So just some of the highlights that came out of the assistant coaches talking today.
319-366-1600, our phone line. Comment our producer today and our Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. And, of course, Iowa with the bye week this week. Iowa State with one as well as they enter into big, big contests a week from Saturday. Iowa, Wisconsin, and Iowa State at Oklahoma. At Oklahoma.
They'll be at Norman to take on Oklahoma. And yes, as far as Iowa State is concerned, actually the news coming out yesterday, Jaquan Bailey is going to be redshirting this year, will not be back. He is going to be out for the rest of the season. And bad news there for Iowa State, no doubt. But good news that he'll be back next year and give Iowa State's defense, which is going to lose, will return some good players, but they're going to lose some real big ones, starting with Ray Lima. But that certainly is going to help next year as far as Jim Haycock and the Cyclones are concerned. We'll talk about that with Eric in a little bit.
Yeah, I think so, too. Bailey, a terrific player, and there was a bone injury of some kind, and it looked like he was going to be out for a while anyway. So this is probably a good move on his part and Iowa State's.
Yes, and we'll talk about that and other things, football and basketball, with Eric Heft coming up in a little bit. And then afterwards, we're going to talk about the other piece of news, the national big story of the day, the NCAA. Mark, we knew after the state of California passed the legislation as far as making it an opportunity for athletes in the state of California to profit off of their likeness. You knew it was going to come to the rest of the country. Perhaps we didn't think it was going to come this quickly, but the NCAA Board of Governors today at least got the process underway for pretty much athletes all over the country to benefit from this. And not only Division I, but Division II and Division III athletes as well. So this is going to be coming sooner than later, I think, no matter what you think about it.
Well, this essentially was a call to action by the NCAA Board of Governors saying to its three divisions that let's look at this, let's consider updates before January of 2021. They want to create new rules at that time and give the different divisions time to examine what's called NIL, N-I-L, name, image, and likeness.
Ready to hear that a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Where athletes can profit off same. So we'll have our thoughts here after we had talked to Eric F.
Yeah, but love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. And that is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco Johnson next to the Home Depot. I've got it.
Okay.
If I can read it.
I got it here, too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What do you make, of the NCAA Board of Governors move today? Two options. Big first step. Or secondly, changes the landscape of college sports. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's, which I will navigate here in a few hours, that particular route.
Correct. Yeah, love to hear your input on that. And like we said, we'll ask Eric his thoughts about it.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about it with you, the listener out there, and get your responses coming up here in just a little bit. But we're going to talk with Eric Heft coming up first.
NFL trade deadline has come and passed at the 3 o'clock hour, and surprisingly, not a lot of moves. The Jets' Jamal Adams, the big lineman, is going to stay put. Le'Veon Bell was not moved by the Jets. The Rams moved cornerback Aqib Talib to Miami.
But he's out for the year.
For a fifth-round pick, indeed. And that's about it. The Patriots cut Mike Nugent, kicker.
Because he missed and had one blocked, Mark.
Well,
does not work in the Belichick system. The
Falcons cut Matt Bryant as well.
And Andy Dalton's going to get benched as the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback.
And Eddie Pinheiro is still the Bears kicker.
Hallelujah. He made kicks against Iowa in the Outback Bowl.
Sure did. Michael Oss reminded me he was 3-for-3 in that game. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Eric Heft will join us. We'll talk Iowa State football and basketball when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it, so now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at lindertire.com.
Purchase a set of four select Yokohama tires by October 31st to receive an $80 prepaid Visa with mail-in rebate.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
We welcome you back at 3:20 here on the gym class at KGYM for a sunny Tuesday afternoon. That snow, it is melting away. If it's out in the sunshine, not so much as far as the shaded areas are concerned. We've got the World Series tonight, Game 6 coming your way at 7 o'clock, Houston and Washington. And the Astros will be looking for their second World Championship in three seasons. And we'll have it for you tonight, all three frequencies right here on KGYM. We would bring you Iowa State football this weekend, but the Cyclones are on a bye. And Iowa State will be in Norman to take on Oklahoma. That's a night game, by the way. That was announced yesterday. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff a week from this Saturday. But we have basketball prior to that. We'll talk about that with our next guest, as well as football. Eric Heft, color commentator for the Iowa State Cyclones, and joins us from over in central Iowa. And your snow's all gone now, right?
Well, kind of like you, except in some of those shaded areas. But yeah, actually, it's pretty nice out. Not windy, and just a little harbinger of what's about to come, I'm afraid.
Yes. The main thing is putting the golf clubs away, which I know hurts us right where we live, right?
Well, you know, it's not over. It's not over yet, for sure. You know, we could have some nice days ahead.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
No
but
doubt.
I'm definitely definitely keeping them ready to go.
There you go. Well, needless to say, a tough one for Iowa State football on Saturday, losing a homecoming game to Oklahoma State, and just big plays did Iowa State in that game, especially in the first half against Okie State.
No question. You look at something Iowa State's been pretty good at, or even very good at in this league over the past couple of years, is not giving up a lot of those big plays, but they really kind of bit them in the backside in that first half. A couple really good, one particular really good individual play by Tylan Wallace to break tackles. And, you know, everything was lined up right. Just didn't get the job done. He goes 71 yards. But after that, you know, kind of a miscommunication lined up wrong, led to another score. And then maybe one of the best running backs in the country broke one up the middle for a touchdown. You take those three plays out, which of course you can't. You know, they didn't snap the football in Iowa State territory in the first half, which is kind of an unusual thing, and yet they'd scored 21 points. So kind of bizarre, but Iowa State did a great job defensively after that. They gave up no defensive touchdowns in the second half to a team in the top 10 in the nation in scoring and total offense. So they righted the ship, but, you know, offenses couldn't quite, you know, playing catch up all day. And just couldn't get out of their own way at times.
No question, this is still a very good football team, Eric, but it's been the theme, close losses, one to Iowa, a couple to Baylor, and then this last week. Those things can gnaw at you, but is this team pretty resilient going into this bye week and preparing for Oklahoma?
I think so. You know, Matt's said publicly and privately to us that, and this may be his most favorite team he's ever coached. He likes the guys. He likes the leadership. He just likes the whole structure of everything about this group of guys. So he feels pretty good. I know he also feels this is a great time for a bye. kind of get everything pointed in the right direction again before you head down to Norman, which obviously will be a tremendous challenge, but one that they certainly feel they can win. But I think it's a pretty resilient group. I think they'll be fine. You know, if you go back, I mean, Brock Purdy did not have a great game. I mean, yet, you know, he still throws for 350 or whatever yards, you know. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible talent. Sometimes we expect miracles from him, but he kind of proved that he was human. You got to remember, I mean, he's a guy who was a true sophomore and only started playing, you know, about maybe a third or 40% of the way into the season a year ago. So he's still got a lot to learn. But, man, he has taken Iowa State to some pretty good places over the past year and a half.
Eric, still a lot to play for this year. Two road wins already under the belt for Iowa State in the conference, but the four remaining are going to be tough, and I even throw Kansas in there because what Les Miles has done in just less than one short year, has been pretty remarkable. And they're winnable, but they're also, losable, if that makes any sense.
Oh, sure. You know, I think ask Texas Tech whether you can lose to Kansas. Ask Texas if you can lose to Kansas, you know, in Austin, which you almost did. So, yeah, they're playing better. You know, I think the good thing is, though, I mean, if you're a glass half full or glass half empty guy, if you're glass half full, they're all winnable. And I think that's kind of the approach Iowa State's taking. I really believe they are a good football team and a chance to really do something special. If you talk about what are some of the goals, you know, one of the goals would be to play in the Big 12 championship game. Well, it may seem kind of far-fetched, but Iowa State, if they win out, they're in. I mean, they don't need help from anybody to make that happen. So that would be a pretty big accomplishment right there. And I know it's one the team certainly believes that can happen. But, you know, obviously, tough road to get there for sure. But there's no game they say, hey, we can't win that. The hardest one, obviously, is Oklahoma. And heck, they won there 2 years ago and had a really good game with them last year. And 2 years where the Sooners were playoff teams.
As you know, Eric, Iowa State's had a pretty good history of running backs, and I go back to the days of Dwayne Crutchfield with Donnie Duncan and of course, Troy Davis and his brother. I wonder if you talk about Breece Hall. I don't want to put too much on him since he's a freshman in his first year, but what have you seen in this guy?
You know, I tell you, I saw him. He was here in spring last year. He graduated early, you know, really bright kid. And I was super impressed with him in spring. I mean, I thought the way he ran hard, he had good vision, and he really finished runs with authority, you know. And then we start fall and didn't really see that from him the first few games, first few weeks. And then somehow the light went on. I get coaches, you know, Tom Manning, the offensive coordinator and running back coach, and Matt Campbell, give them a lot of credit because they didn't let up on him, and they kept driving him. And, man, he's playing like I saw him play last spring. I mean, he has outstanding vision. And the thing that's most surprising to me is his instincts are great. But, I mean, every little thing, the blocking has been terrific. Couple broken plays, a bad snap. He's supposed to get the ball. As soon as he doesn't get it, he finds somebody to block, and he knocks them down. I mean, the little things you don't expect from a true freshman. You might see him run well, but maybe not do everything else. He can catch the football out of the backfield. He's terrific. Maybe as good a back as we've had, maybe since Alexander Robson, catching the ball out of the backfield. Mm. So there's a lot to like about him. And, you know, it's been three games since he's turned it on. Will he be able to maintain that pace? I don't know, but all three games, I think, have been outstanding by the freshmen.
Yeah, really has. And if it wasn't for the guys up front blocking, too, not only for him, but also for Brock Purdy, none of this would be possible. And
all those Cedar Rapids guys.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, I was just going to say, we're pretty proud over here.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, those guys, Bryce has had a good year, but Julian Good Jones is really having a terrific senior season. I think he is playing. He's playing by far the best football of his career.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, defensively, and here's another guy I wanted to talk about Orion Vance coming off the injury, but man alive. We heard how things were progressing as far as fall camp was concerned and that he was really impressing the defensive coaches. And then you read that Rose gets moved to the outside for Orion Vance to be in the middle, and he's made that decision look really, really smart so far this fall.
Oh, no question. You know, and I think that's one of the good things. You know, Coach Campbell, he tries to get his best players on the field. You go back to when they switched 2 years ago to that 3-3-5. That was, you know, on a bye week before the Oklahoma game. And that switch came because, hey, you know what, we're not getting our best players on the field. We have an opportunity to maybe change what we're doing. You know, and that's exactly Orion Vance is one of the best players. You know, he was playing behind Mike Rose, who is a tremendous football player as well. But, hey, we got to find a way to get both these guys on the field. And Mike is certainly very versatile, and it has really paid off in a big-time way. Orion's really having a good year. He had a good year last year in the play snaps that he got. But, man, he's really stepped it up this year, and he's going to be big for Iowa State down the stretch if they're going to achieve their goals.
Eric, before we transition to basketball, I wanted to ask you about the news of the day, and that is the NCAA Board of Governors pretty much opening the door, creating a plan of action pretty much for its member institutions to look at athletes capitalizing off name, image, and likeness. What are your views on that?
Well, I think to say they've opened the door to come up with something. You know, they haven't come up with anything yet because they want to make sure they want to keep the NCAA amateur model somehow involved. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's like saying, you know, two opposite things. You know, and the devil's in the details in this. You know, and I think one of the things that's always concerned me about that possibility is, you know, it's going to become a huge recruiting thing, which is what the NCAA doesn't want. I mean, say there's a guy at a car dealership in pick the town, Lawrence, you know, West Lafayette, you know, Lexington, Kentucky, and he wants player X to be, you know, the face, put a billboard up for him. You know, that money is going to be unbelievable, you know, and it can be used as a recruiting tool. Now, on the other hand, we have to find some way. I think there's so much money involved. I really think you got to find a way so the players get something. I don't know. I don't have a good answer, but I just know what they came up with today is somewhat a big step for the NCAA. But, man, it's a long way from being anything concrete. I just can't see. I mean, California, the law that they passed, I mean, they've already said this doesn't do anything to that. And they don't want to, NCAA doesn't want to concede anything to California. California is certainly not going to do it either. So even when they come up with something, there's still going to be litigation involved. So we're a long way, I think, from having something concrete. But I know they want to have it done by spring of 2021, which, you know, for them, that is like moving at a super rapid pace. Mm-hmm. You know, heck, they won't even have Kansas basketball adjudicated by then.
No, they will not. Ah, very good. As we transition with Eric Heft to talk a little basketball, next Tuesday you get a call basketball game. That's fun. And Mississippi Valley State will be at Hilton to take on the Cyclones. Kind of a new-look Cyclone team, but I know one that a lot of people are very, very optimistic about, especially after the Rasir Bolton had his eligibility put on the floor, so to speak, for this year.
Excited to see it. You know, I lost so much. I mean, you consider the players that Iowa State lost that are, you know, NBA guys now. I mean, it's just so much scoring to replace. But on the other hand, I think this is going to be Iowa State's best defensive team in a long time. And so hopefully that'll take some of the pressure off. But what they're really going to miss, you know, you had guys who could create their own shots, you know, and get buckets, you know, late in the shot clock or at the end of games. And I think they're going to be, they're not going to be in a position to have that many guys. So they're going to have to find another way to do it. But, you know, you got a guy in Tyrese Haliburton who is a tremendous player, and, you know, an all-star at the world level at the U19s on the gold medal winning U.S. team a year ago or last summer. So it's a good place to start. And Bolton's going to help a lot. I think so much depends on how much, you know, Michael Jacobson can take a step, you know, and or whether it be Zion Griffin, that four spot, if you can find a way to be, you know, to make threes, to open up the court, I think we've got some guys that can really take it to the basket. Prentice Nixon certainly being one, Tyrese and Rashear Bolton, I think those three guys, but they got to have the floor space. And I think being able to have a four man who can shoot it from outside is number one, the way Steve wants to play and the way this team will play its best.
Have you forgiven Tyrese Haliburton for beating your assist record, Eric?
You know, Tyrese is, I think it was about a game or two before that. I think I said on the air, I've never said it before. Just watching him, being around him, I said, man, I have a man crush on Tyrese Haliburton. He has to go and do that.
Well, I...
But no, I love the guy. You know, the record stood too long. It was a one-off. These guys today are so much better. It's great to see him play.
Yeah. Well, you talked about guys up front, and two guys I think are going to be really big, and maybe the two keys for this team are going to be George Condit and then Solomon Young as well. If one of those guys or even both of those guys can really take the next step, like you talked about, that opens everything up for this Iowa State team.
You know, and they're different players, but sometimes that's a good thing. You know, I think Solo is big, strong, And he has really improved his game around the offensive game around the basket, but not a real rim protector. And George is on the much more slight side, but he is a natural shot blocker. So I think that combination could do well. But I think that's going to be that's a big question right now as far as who's going to be the guy that gets the most minutes. For now it's Solomon Young. I mean, he's coming back and he has put the time in, the work in. He's played on really good teams here, so I think he certainly has a leg up there. But there are enough minutes out there for all those post guys.
Get to go to the Bahamas too. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, you know, because it overlaps with basketball or football. A lot of times I miss the basketball tournaments. But this year it's going to be a little bit different because of, well, Brett Bloom's, you know, having another baby. Or his wife is, actually.
Yeah.
And so he can't go. And so I'm going to miss my first Iowa State football game in 36 years. That finale against Kansas State. And I hate it. But on the other hand, I do get to go to the Bahamas.
Golf clubs.
Unbelievable field in that tournament.
Yeah, Michigan and then either Alabama or North Carolina in the second round. So
yeah, Seton Hall, I mean, there. I think Andy Katz has rated it the number one tournament of the preseason tournaments in the country, so or in the world, I guess, because that's not really in the country either. But no, it's a tremendous tournament, just like Maui was a year ago. It was also the top tournament. So, yeah, there'll be opportunities for big time wins, but Iowa State's got some growing to do before they're able to really compete in that environment, and that's what next Tuesday night's going to start being about.
Hey, Eric, we talk to Kevin Lehman every week during college basketball season. Had him on, and we asked him about Isaiah Moss and his possible contribution to Kansas. And you saw Moss at Iowa. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I think he'll give them some perimeter help. You know, they lost Quentin Grimes, who had a disappointing, as a McDonald's All-American, had a disappointing freshman year, transferred to Houston. You know, but he was not a consistent three-point shooter. I think with the inside game that Kansas has right now, with Azubuike being back in particular, and you got a great point guard in Dotson. I mean, his ability to knock down the three-point shot, if he can be consistent from there, I think that's going to be a huge thing and really help open up things inside for the Jayhawks. So I know that's how Bill Self looks at it, and I think he's spot on. He can have a real impact if he can consistently knock down that shot, and we know he can make him. It's just how consistent can you be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting year in the Big 12. Kansas, I think, is is the favorite, but Texas Tech, we'll see if they can replace a couple of guys. Iowa State is there, kind of 3, 4, 5, 6-ish in there. A lot of people like Baylor, though, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. A lot of new faces in the league. You know, people have Tech up there, I think in large part because of Chris Beard. He's a terrific coach. But, man, did they lose a lot. I mean, between Culver and Mooney, Tariq Owen, Odiasi. I mean, they lost a lot. They had another kid transfer. I mean, they lost a ton. Now, they got some new guys in, but that's the one. If he can be a top three team in the league this year, then I think that's Coach of the Year material again for Chris Beard.
Yeah. All right, get ready for the Delta Devils on Tuesday night, Eric, and we'll be listening and have it for you here on KGYM. Always good to talk with you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, thanks. Eric Heff joining us, talking Iowa State here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the NCAA and what they made news with today as far as getting things started. Now, there are still a lot of question marks to be had out there, and I'd like to hear from you at 319-366-1600 as we talk a little bit about the NCAA and talking about nil, Mark, nil, which is going to be big in the news over the next several years. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Stop into Menards and save big money on all of your home improvement needs. Polar Plastics All-Purpose Clear Plastic Sheeting is a great solution for insulating windows to be used as a drop cloth or for covering insulation. Choose from 4 mil, 8 foot, 4 inch by 100, or 10 foot by 100 foot rolls. Get the rolls for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. These prices are good now through Saturday, November 9th. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks to Eric Heff for joining us, talking a little Iowa State football and basketball. And yeah, we've got basketball next Tuesday night. Iowa State, they are not going to play an exhibition game. Everybody played the super secret scrimmage game, Mark. Iowa State got one in Iowa got one in against Illinois State, and believe it or not, I have not heard anything about the Iowa and Iowa State scrimmage games, scrimmages, if you will. Mm. There have been some box scores leaked for some of these games across the country.
Then they're not so secret, are they?
They're not so secret. Why not just play it? I mean, for a good example, here's what you should do. Okay, NCAA, as you're putting things out today, here's what you should do. State of Iowa has these Hall of Pride games, which is basically a 20-second game, and I think someday it's going to be put in there as a 20-second game. But and because what they do is they play this scrimmage game and use the proceeds to help out a worthy cause.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do that for college athletics?
Makes sense to me.
Huh? I think it's a good idea. You had Iowa and Illinois State playing a super secret scrimmage. Why not have it charge people to get in, not season ticket holders? You know, $5 or something for a family or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Play at a neutral site, and away you go. That's just my thought of the day.
Makes too much sense.
Makes too much sense out there. The NCAA was making news today, Mark. Nil is now in the vocabulary as far as the country is concerned with the NCAA.
Yeah, if you missed it, the NCAA Board of Governors announced it is directing its three divisions to consider updates to relevant bylaws and policies for the 21st century. It goes along that by January 2021, it wants its divisions to come up with a plan to possibly consider updates and rules prohibiting athletes from benefit off their name, image, and likeness. To me, this is just a starting point. It's significant that the NCAA even made this move, I think. But it was in reaction to California and other states.
Their Fair Play to Play Act.
Exactly.
Fair Pay to Play Act.
But a lot of windows are open, blowing in the breeze in this thing. And I can't count the number, but when you talk about capitalizing on your name, image, and likeness, what does that mean? And that's what I think the divisions are going to have to go over. And I think a big part of for me is stopping those car dealerships. And I love car dealerships. I've bought many a car in my life, but
so have I.
Just the name of business who wants to pay a recruit who's a high profile recruit, comes into Iowa City for an official visit
or anywhere.
We're prepared to pay you $1 million over your career for endorsing our product. And then, the kid has a similar offer from XYU University and so on and so
forth. For $1.25 million.
You get where I'm going with this, yeah.
That's got to be looked at. That's one of the things that has jumped out immediately. Seth Davis from CBS really jumped out on that. The other thing is this, and I was talking with Alex in the sports office a little bit earlier on today about it, and here's, as soon as this goes in say, 2021, this is basically for football players and basketball players. Am I wrong about that? You may get the occasional baseball player, especially in the South, SEC country, ACC country, what have you, where baseball is a third major sport. Iowa wrestling would be that equivalent here. But you're going to get, say, and I'm not picking on anybody like this, but you get the number three singles tennis player down the hall watching somebody collect check after check after check, and they're getting a little peeved about this. And it's going to happen. Somebody's going to bring up litigation.
But they have the same opportunity.
They have the same opportunities, but they're going to lawyer up and say, I don't have the same opportunities because, yes, I'm a very good tennis player, but I am not seen by 68,000 people on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, that's tough.
I'm just saying.
5935 on the text line. Can't wait for NCAA football to come back to the Xbox. That's another thing.
There's another thing right there.
I want to know on jersey sales. And if your name is on the back, number 6, Amir Smith-Marset, or Smith-Marset, as it were, are you going to be able to collect money off those jersey sales that hang in a store? If your name is on the back, if it isn't on the back, are you going to be able to collect on that?
True.
Because Tim DeWight might have to say have something to say about that.
Retroactive to his days.
Exactly. So I think jersey sales is going to be a big issue as well.
1307, what a recruiting tool for Iowa. If their starting quarterback, for example, gets their own weekly TV show and $25,000 from some place like, we'll just say a media outlet, some schools will do this to get the best recruits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you very much. 1307 right there. 1433. Let's see. Do you think the Power Five ever leaves the NCAA? I'm thinking more and more that is possible every passing day.
Well, what's next? Is the NAIA next? Is Morningside the next? Let's bring in Joel and Muscatine and see what he thinks.
Morningside. Yes. NAIA wants a piece of the pie, Joel.
Well, first off, my 1 year on the roster was the last Division II year, and my sad walk-on ability was not going to be able to capitalize on any of my abilities. However, you know, but I have experience on the other side of the student experience. I made about $600 every weekend as a musician. I was a music major in college, and I sang at 3 different churches. You know, I capitalized on that, and that's actually what my scholarship was in college. So that's a completely different discussion for a different day. But I do think, you know, you look up in Northwest Iowa, I know that maybe that million-dollar price tag athlete is not going to be heavily affected at Iowa, but you look at someone like the Paulson twins. I know for a fact that there are businesses in the Woodbury County, Mobile area, a car dealership, truck dealership, whatever, that would pay the Paulson twins to do commercials for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, I think of Drake Kulik, you know, the walk-on at Iowa, who's another Muscatine kid, you know, I can think of 6 or 7 businesses in this community alone that would have gladly had him. And, you know, I used to be an advertising buyer in my community in a previous job and creating commercial content. And I'll tell you what, if this was in existence last year, you'd be foolish to think that I wouldn't have made a phone call to the university and to try and see if what's Joe Wieskamp's price tag.
Exactly.
To be able to pay him to do that. So I think that you're going to see other small market sports too. You think of baseball, you know, I think of, you know, granted he didn't matriculate anywhere in the area, But Dan Tillo from Sioux City North, who ended up playing, he's a baseball player.
Yep.
You know, those kids who are from small communities who, even if they go to a place like, look at A.J. Puck from Cedar Rapids. I would imagine that some of the larger corporations in Cedar Rapids would have found a way to have him in a commercial for them. You know, even though he's not playing at Iowa, he's playing at Florida. There is a powerful tool in the small to local, you know, advertising market. You guys work in that every single day. So I honestly think that this is an okay thing. I thought my father was going to kick me out of his house this weekend when I said that. it's a little bit of a generational thing, but it's, you know, I'm 37 years old, but I grew up in a, you know, free market economy as we all did. And we were all told that if you have the ability to monetize your gifts, figure out a way to do it. We have more tools than we ever have to tax and to monitor how these guys are getting paid. I'm not naive enough to say that these payments aren't already happening. We know of car dealerships in Oklahoma who had guys on the payroll to, you know, wash and detail cars, and it turns out they were paying $45,000 to $60,000 a year for those guys to wash and detail cars, and they may not have had to pay the taxes right away. That's the thing, is these kids have a chance to make this money, but they're also going to be treated like grown-ups like we are. You know, there's a lot of 1099 work that I have done in the past, but I get that, you know, that W-9 or whatever it is in the mail every year.
Yeah.
And I pay the income taxes on it. So if I'm making $1 million in 4 years shilling a widget for XYZ Boosters Corporation, that's fine. But, you know, 25% of that's going to go back to Uncle Sam. They've got to make sure everybody's on the same level with that, because you don't need a junior missing the NCAA championship game, not because he's got impermissible benefits, but because he's being indicted on federal tax evasion. So that's where we've got to be careful with all this. But ultimately, I think it's the right step for the NCAA, but I think you're going to see the Power Five eventually secede, which I don't know if that will mean less or more regulation, because I don't know how they could have any more regulatory authority. And it's such an expensive thing to monitor. But all in all, I think it's great for that kid from – look at kids at Coke College, Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the opportunity to you know, do an advertisement for a mom-and-pop bakery or a,
sure.
you know, or a restaurant downtown. I mean, there's some real opportunities for these Division III schools to really have people who have earned the revenue or the money-making ability to actually go out and make the money, you know. For kids who are, you know, looking for Freddie Jackson could have made some money in college.
Gary Bender.
Gary Bender, another great example. There's lots of kids who could have made some extra cash when they weren't making it to begin with because they didn't have a scholarship.
Except my golf career, Cole. That wouldn't have been very lucrative.
Thanks, Joel.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. Joel brings up some very good points out there. In fact, did not take long. Believe it was a senator from North Carolina. I believe his name is Burr, if I'm not mistaken, who has already taken to Twitter and said, okay, fine and dandy. However, if athlete X makes $125,000 doing this, yeah, Uncle Sam's going to want a piece of that pie. And there's going to be taxes. There should be taxes. Put on that.
Rightfully so. And if I do a contracting job and I get a 1099 like Joel referred to, I'm going to be taxed.
This is not free money.
25%, yeah.
That's already, and that's also being bantered about on Twitter quite a bit.
1156 on the text line. The NCAA will have to come up with some kind of cap system, which would be pretty difficult to define.
Our friend Ryan in Walford, the days of the Fresno States, San Diego States, North Texas, all but over. This new ruling is going to absolutely demolish those small schools. I feel like there will be some realignment once this all gets pushed through. A very small percentage of NCAA schools are featured on major sports networks. Being featured on major networks equals more money. This is going to be a mess. I agree. And that's where you may see the Power Five secede.
Joe from West Liberty on the text line, are these players going to have agents?
That's a good question. Talked about as well.
But from the tax standpoint, and they better have a pretty good financial advisor, or you're going to find a kid like Joel Muscatine, you know, miss a game because he's being indicted on tax evasion.
My Uncle Sam out there.
It's no laughing matter.
No, there are so many loopholes in this thing. There are so many T's to cross and I's to dot that I don't know how in the world in 18 months the NCAA is going to have this come down for all three divisions and have it ready to be rolled out. I just think that's absolutely impossible because in 15 minutes we've come up with how many things right here. A couple more here real quick. Our friend Sam says there needs to be a cap. The smartest of pro sports have a cap. 1307, what if the U of I uses basketball player's image on a billboard to promote ticket sales? Anybody getting paid? That one is a gray area right there. They already do that. So I would say no, but maybe under NIL, that will be the case. Quick break, come back to wrap it up here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class after this.
Pros like you know trusted brands have a hand in helping you nail the job. Start with Lowe's, where you'll find those brands and savings too. Stop in today and pick up a new Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $20 less, now $269. And get a new DeWalt Tough Grip 52-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set for just $14.98, saving you $5. For even more ways Lowe's saves your business money, stop by the Pro Desk and talk to our dedicated Pro team today. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/6, U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Coming up on a minute before 4 o'clock, World Series Game 6 tonight. Washington at Houston to take on the Astros. By the way, more talk on the NCAA news coming out today with Alex and Kyle. Coming up next, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Todd under the weather today. Alex and Kyle will be running the program here today, so they'll talk about that and a whole lot more. That was a good discussion we had, and Neil is not going to go away. So.
No, this thing is going to evolve as well, and we'll take on different aspects, and I'm sure we'll have continued discussions between now and 2021.
Tom Cakert tomorrow. Chris Liss coming up tomorrow, and a Bowling Night in America preview. Is the World Series over tonight?
No, the road teams are going to win every game.
That's right. It works out for your Nats in seven. I said Astros in six, so I'm sticking with that tonight.
You're looking pretty good.
Verlander will get the victory. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Great show today. Thanks for all the interaction. Stay tuned for Alex and Kyle.